Quest presents an unabridged recording of Christmas in Seabury by Beth Rain, narrated by Charlie Sanderson. Chapter 1. And finally, we've got a warning for residents on the south coast of Devon and Cornwall. The serious note in the newsreader's voice stopped Kate in her Christmas crafting tracks. She paused with her scissors suspended in midair, holding the sheet of gold paper still in her jaws, as she pricked her ears to catch more. Kate had woken early with the mad idea of making the longest paper chain known to mankind. So, she'd made herself a large pot of tea, emptied half the biscuit barrel onto a plate, and had been merrily snipping up colourful strips of paper for the last hour or so, with the radio burbling away in the background. It seemed like the perfect way to start Christmas Eve. Until this point, the presenter had been busy rambling on about local Christmassy good news stories, and Kate had been enjoying zoning in and out of it as she worked, sipping tea and munching biscuits, while Stanley snoozed on his bed in front of the still warm wood burner. "The Met Office has issued an amber warning that's due to come into force from midday Christmas Eve." "Uh-oh," she murmured. "That'll be today, then." Stanley shuffled up to a sitting position on his bed and cocked his head at her in concern. "And extends all the way through Christmas Day, with possible disruption for several days afterwards. Strong winds will herald the arrival of Storm Bernard. Residents should be prepared for possible damage from flying debris, localised flooding, and a high possibility of travel disruption." "Batten down the hatches, eh, boy?" sighed Kate, as Stanley flopped back down onto his bed. Clearly, he wasn't in the least bit worried by the news, because he was asleep again in seconds. Kate smiled at him and rolled her eyes. She plonked her scissors and paper down onto the table and swept the brightly coloured strips she'd already chopped up into one huge pile for later. Getting to her feet, Kate stretched out her back, then grabbed the teapot and topped up her mug. It was still just about warm enough to drink. Wrapping her hands around it, she wandered over to the living room window. Staring down across sandy West Beach towards the sea, it was pretty difficult to believe that Storm Bernard was just over the horizon, somewhere out in the Atlantic, waiting to hit Seabury. Sure, this was the coast, and the weather could change incredibly quickly, but the early morning sky was a clear blue. There wasn't a cloud in sight. The sea looked to be just about as calm as it got at this time of year.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?